There's a Gemara that I came across this morning in Maseches Brachos and Davar. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Zeira, Mereish Hava Chazina Luhu LeRabbanan DeKarati LePirka B'Shabta." I originally, when I saw the rabbis running to shul on Shabbos morning, Amina Kamechayle Rabbanan Shabta. The rabbis are violating Shabbos because there's a halacha Yotzei MiBeis HaKnesses. Al Yafsiya Psiya Gasa. Don't take large steps on. Don't take large steps when you leave shul. There's another halacha of what should I be running on Shabbos, is the previous type of sugyas. So he thought maybe it's you know, what should not be running on Shabbos? Well, ran to shul, he thought it was a problem. Haven the Shmaina Laha through Rav Tanchon and Rosh Ben Levi. When I heard the statement, the halacha taught by Rav Tanchon, he said the name of Rosh Ben Levi, La'olam Yoratan L'Dvar Halacha, Va'afilu B'Shabbos, Shemra Achrei Hashem Yelech L'Kari Yishag, Ananami Rahitna. When I finally heard the halacha from Shimon Levi that a person should always run to a Tvar Mitzvah, a person should always run to a Tvar Mitzvah, even on Shabbos you should run to a Tvar Mitzvah, immediately I started running myself. That's the Gemara story in Sefer Brachos and Davar. For starters, there's an asymmetry here, because I got angry at them. I thought they were Mechal Shabbos. I heard of Rabbi Shuban Levi Halacha. He should have just said, I was no longer angry. Now I understood. Now I was more respectful of their behavior. Yet you get the impression he does more than that. He actually what? He starts running himself. I was very much taken by this Gemara, because most of us, when we get corrected, you know what our initial instinct is? To defend our mistakes. There were times where I've done the wrong thing halachically, and I said, it turns out it's my focus postgame, and the majority followed X, and I did Y accidentally. Without my own even knowledge, I followed the minority postgame, and I have this Yetzer Hara telling me, well, it's because you followed the minority postgame. And like, I may, but I didn't know that when I made the mistake. Like, you know, there's this natural tendency we have to defend our behavior. You ever get into a fight with someone, and then let's say like 10 minutes after the fight, you come up with 1,000 reasons that weren't in your mind at the time of the fight that defend and justify for your behavior, even though that wasn't what was going on in your mind? Why do we do that? We have these defense mechanisms. It's a natural defense to want to be right. We prefer to be right. Everyone wants to be right. No one ever chooses wrong, Shitas. And it becomes this natural, we'd rather even sacrifice being genuine. We'd rather be sacrificed being honest than be right. If you did something wrong, you may even want to say, you know, I did the wrong thing and I had the wrong motivation. It could be I should have had the right motivation. They would also defend my actions, but they don't. And I did something wrong. Like a Medrash writes, the reason why the Torah was given in the Midbar is in order to be Kohen Torah, you have to be open like a Midbar. People are afraid of being wrong. They're afraid of the openness and the lack of security, and they're afraid of vulnerability. Like, what will happen if I'm wrong? It's a bad thing. It manifests itself in learning the base measure. Sometimes, if you say a svara in Tosfos and your charus is right, you want to defend your svara. You want to be right. You don't want to understand what Tosfos says. You want to be right. Not being genuine, that's being dishonest, that's intellectually dishonest. Just because you came to a conclusion earlier on doesn't mean you should stick to that conclusion because you came to it. You don't carry that much weight. And maybe more importantly, it requires, like what Rav Chisda did, Rav Zeira did rather, it requires, I think, two character traits to overcome this. Number one is a sense of humility and openness. A sense of, I don't need to defend myself on every action, I don't need to always be right. And number two, it requires constant, a lifestyle of constant thoughtfulness, where you're rethinking everything. Where you're constantly rethinking what you value and who you are and where you're going in life. My father used to joke around, like if he'd be either win a debate or lose a debate, he would joke around and say, don't confuse me with the facts. I've made up my decision already. I've made up my mind. You know, I have my perspective. The reason why it's a joke is because the person's totally dishonest in the truth. He's only interested in winning. He's interested in being right. He's interested in articulating or defending his case. Don't confuse me with the facts. I've made up my mind. I'm not suggesting anyone should blindly follow anything. I'm suggesting you should constantly be challenging yourself. Life is constantly thinking about who you are. And just because in 12th grade you made a decision, whether it was not to keep this halacha, or to be makel with this thing over here, or maybe to be too machmer with this thing, I don't know what decision, or maybe you made a decision in Shana Aleph last year. But just because the last time you thought through an issue was in 12th grade, if you develop more of a sophisticated approach towards thought, you should rethink the issue. There's a good chance you'll come to the same conclusion. I imagine many of the decisions you made in high school were excellent decisions. We should stick to those. No one's suggesting you give up the person you were. No one's suggesting you grow to a new person. We have guests, you have to clarify. We're not encouraging anyone to flip out. The guys who know me. I wouldn't. But once you constantly have their hand on their religious emotional pulse, how am I doing? Why did I act the way I did? What do I value more? What do I value most? What do I identify with? Where does my ideology lie? There should be a freeness to grow. And one should not be withheld by questions such as, well, if I make the following decision, what does that imply about the decisions I made in high school? The answer is, maybe they're bad ones. That's okay. People sometimes stubbornly stick to bad decisions because they're theirs. It was my decision. You should certainly own your actions. But don't continue in the wrong path just because you decided it made sense before you had the time picture. Don't continue making a mistake. Don't choose the second best option for yourself just because it had more convenient time. You made that mistake. One should constantly be thinking honestly how to grow, whether it's in Hashkafa, whether it's in Psak, whether it's in Midos, whether it's Hayak, by another Lechavera. You thought in high school it was really important to be popular, you come to Israel and you realize it's important, but it's more important to be nice. You know, I always talk about you have these social circles where everyone's kind of standing around in the circle, and you find yourself in the circle, people less cool than you. You walk away quickly in high school. You get to Israel, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'd rather not insult someone. You rethought it. In high school, your value was to show everyone how cool you were, how good of a ball or basketball or hockey player you were. Sometimes people don't grow into that. Some people grow the exact same mindset. I remember at Target, I was joking around that when he was an MTA, there was a kid who wore the one who was most flashy about his MTA hockey jacket, went to Israel, became most flashy and arrogant about his zip. Karen Biyav, the davening jacket. There wasn't a shtuch against Karen Biyav, it just happened to be where he went for Shana Aleph. People find themselves with the same old character traits, not developing, not growing, not expanding, not rethinking. But I said, when I was younger, I knew you shouldn't run on Shabbos, so even though I found out Rav Shimon Levi, not only did I know there's a new Shita, but I followed Rav Shimon Levi, and I started running to Shul on myself, says Rav Zera. It requires a tremendous amount of anava. It requires a tremendous amount of self-confidence, of just comfort in your own skin. I'm happy with who I am. I don't need to defend my image because I'm just comfortable with who I am and where I'm going. I don't mind, what are the implications? There was a time when I spoke to me a few years ago, I was like, I'm afraid if I start keeping like the halachas properly, so it implies I did them wrong in high school. And I said, you did do them wrong in high school. He's like, but I don't want to believe that. Like, that's just disingenuous and dishonest. He's like, I don't want to be disingenuous and dishonest either. Like, so don't. Admit you made a mistake and you're moving on. It's much healthier to be healthy and normal and make mistakes. It's called being human than it is to cover up. The initial response is always covering up. Covering up, covering up, covering up. The godless of Yehuda, we begin to meet in this week's parasha, Yehuda wouldn't cover anything up. Sad kami ben. Vayigash, you know, I love Yehuda, Yehuda I love. Yehuda made mistakes. Yehuda was the paradigm for mistakes. He made a lot of mistakes. He was in charge of responsible for selling his brother, but when it came time, he was confronted in the same situation. Binyamin, I made a mistake, I'm wrong. When Yehuda made a mistake with his sons and Tamar and the whole story, He had a lot riding on the line. Right there, that's the fascinating part about this. It's brilliant. That what that when you Buddha, when he gave Tamar the collateral, what did he give her? He gave her a jacket and a stick. And if Tamar would have died, you know who else would have died? David. He would have never been the Melech. You know what the staff and the cloak resemble? Who else wears a cloak and has a scepter? Malchus. Yehuda somehow stepped it up and redeemed everything. Yehuda has this tremendous ability to not be embarrassed by his mistakes, and that's why he's a leader. Leaders make mistakes all the time. No one has a problem with leaders making mistakes. Except for the opposite political party. Republicans didn't like Clinton, Democrats didn't like Bush, but once you continue, you admit that it's a little more flexible. You continue putting your head in the sand, denying, being disingenuous, being dishonest. I believe the point of the story over here in this Gemara of Yizera is not just to teach us about running on Shabbos, because then you can mention the halacha. But in terms of developing midos, both the midos of anava, humility, equally importantly, maybe even more importantly, probably equally importantly, the meat of constantly thinking, constantly having your hand on your spiritual pulse. And again, if you become fickle to the point where you have no stability, that's not what the Gemara is, championing in any way. The Gemara has to be values, losing entire mood swings in extreme measures. Where today you don't believe in God, and tomorrow you do, and the next day you're a Muslim, and the fourth day, who knows what. That's not what the Gemara is encouraging. Become a stable, healthy person with their feet planted in the, with their roots planted deep. But even though your roots are planted deep, you're constantly questioning, constantly thinking, constantly reassessing, and doing it without preconceived notions as to what the answers are. That's a very healthy balance. I'm on one hand maintaining a sense of I know where I am, so I don't have to worry. On the other hand, I'm open, honestly, to new ideas and new thought. It's important not to lose who you are. It's important not to cripple and shackle yourself, inhibit yourself from thinking. Every stage of life should be one of thought. And if you're not thinking at age 18, it's tougher to think at age 40, because you only become more entrenched in your ideology. And it's critical, you shouldn't just be thinking anything, but you should be training yourself to constantly think about new ideas. And this year, and next year, and 3 years from now, and 5 years from now, and 30 years from now, you should be constantly thinking about new things. You should constantly have your ideology, you should constantly have the pillars, the predominant you should not be that fickle. But if someone teaches you new halakha, someone teaches you new thought, someone corrects your behavior, if you get into a fight with someone, the goal should not be naturally just to defend your own actions, but rather to improve, to progress, to be honest, to be genuine, to be thinking. Have a chance.